Studies by a consortium of anti-tobacco groups find the illicit trade in tobacco products represents about 10% of global sales and costs governments between $40 billion and $50 billion every year in lost revenue. Catherine Mulvey is Director of International Policy for Corporate Accountability International.
It puts lower cost tobacco products onto the market, and that correlates with higher consumption. It correlates with more young people getting addicted to tobacco. So that is helping to grow their markets for their deadly product. And they also benefit because often it's a way of getting their brands into markets that they may not yet be established in.
This is borne out by the situation in Nigeria. Akimbode Oluwafemi is a member of the Network for Accountability of Tobacco Transnationals. He says smuggled cigarettes carrying the Japan Tobacco brand name became so popular throughout Nigeria that the company last year set up a factory there. He says the possibility for lucrative sales is enormous in a country with a population of 140 million. He says cigarette smuggling is widespread throughout Africa and marketing strategies employed by the tobacco companies are very successful. He says cigarette smoking among young people has increased from 4% in 1990 to 13% now.
Because Africa is a market to conquer, you know, and here we have this huge population of these young, you know, and impressionable people in Africa. And these companies are using all these marketing strategies to target our people. Particularly, the rate is becoming more alarming among the women population because they are being targeted through fashion, shows, concerts, and all the rest that appeal to women.
Oluwafemi says a survey in 2006 of 26 government hospitals in Lagos found two people a day died from tobacco-related illnesses in each of those facilities. This comes to 10,000 deaths a year in just those 26 hospitals. Lagos alone, he says, has 3,000 hospitals. He says a national survey of all hospitals throughout the country is being planned. He says he is afraid to think of what those results might show. The World Health Organization predicts as many as 1 billion people will die prematurely from tobacco by the end of this century if current smoking trends are not reversed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.